This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is participating in a crucial working session themed Promoting Balanced, Inclusive and Sustainable Economic Growth for the Benefit of All at the ongoing G7 summit in Evian, France. The high-level session is being attended by G7 member nations, partner countries, and key representatives from the International Monetary Fund and the OECD. However, all eyes are firmly set on Prime Minister's highly anticipated bilateral meeting with US President Donald Trump, scheduled for this evening. This marks the first face-to-face meeting between the two leaders since they last met in Washington, D.C. in February 2025. During today's engagement, they are expected to hold wide-ranging discussions to deepen bilateral cooperation across multiple sectors, while also deliberating on pressing regional and global issues of mutual interest. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will arrive in Paris this evening as part of his visit to France. Members of the Indian diaspora are eagerly awaiting his arrival, and preparations are underway to welcome him. He will participate in Europe's leading technology and innovation events, Viva Tech Summit, tomorrow. More from our correspondent.
Tomorrow morning, Prime Minister Modi is scheduled to hold meetings with leading chief executive officers, with discussions expected to continue till afternoon. Later, he will participate in the Viva Tech Summit, one of Europe's leading technology and innovation events, where he is expected to deliver an address. In the evening, the Prime Minister will attend a community event and interact with the members of the Indian diaspora. The program will also feature cultural performances highlighting India's rich heritage and further strengthening the people-to-people ties between India and France. Mahesh Sopre, Akashvani News, Paris, France.
In Gujarat, six people, including a 9-year-old child, have died in an accident between a truck and a private bus in Vadodara. 27 others were injured and shifted to SSG Hospital in Vadodara for treatment. The accident occurred around 4 a.m. near Kotambi Stadium when a bus travelling from Banswara to Surat collided with a stationary truck. On receiving information, teams from SDRF, NDRF, police and Vadodara Fire Department reached the spot and rescued the injured. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has expressed grief over the tragic accident on the Vadodara-Jarod Road in Gujarat. In a social media post, Mr. Shah expressed condolences for those who have lost their loved ones in this accident. He said that the local administration is providing medical facilities to the injured. The Home Minister also prayed for the swift recovery of the injured. In Manipur, security forces intensified counter-insurgency and law enforcement operations across the state, arresting three militants and destroying 26 illegal bunkers in separate operations, said the officials today. U.S. President Donald Trump has criticized Israel's military campaign against Hezbollah in Lebanon, saying the conflict has continued for too long and has led to excessive civilian casualties. Speaking on the sidelines of the G7 summit in France, Mr. Trump said Israel was fighting Hezbollah too long and that too many people are being killed. He urged Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to act more responsibly in the conduct of military operations. And in football, Austria got its first World Cup victory in 36 years with a 3-1 win over Jordan today. Jordan defender Yazan Al-Arab's own goal in the 76th minute put Austria ahead 2-1 before Austria's Marko Arnautovic converted a stoppage time penalty to seal the result. Jordan next face Algeria, while Austria take on defending champions Argentina and star forward Lionel Messi in Group G. Earlier, defending champions Argentina also began the FIFA World Cup 2026 campaign with a dominant 3-0 win over Algeria at Kansas City Stadium in the US this morning. Messi scripted history by scoring his 14th, 15th and 16th World Cup goals with a hat-trick in the game. Messi also pulled level with Germany legend Miroslav Klose for the most World Cup goals with 16. And Indian Railways has clarified that reports in media claiming the death of a student on board a train at Pataliputra station are false. In a social media post, the Indian Railways said that the person in the video appears to be experiencing a medical condition or fatigue. It added that they have checked all the records and no such incident as claimed has occurred at Pataliputra station. And that is the end of this news bulletin.